Ireland's classic hits, something for the weekend. So just wanted to give you some detail today on the Britney Spears case. She was in court this week, well, via audio conference call, and it's all to do with trying to get out of this conservatorship that she was involved with her dad. So her dad has had control of every aspect of her life for the last 13 years, and Britney just wants to put a stop to it. She wants her life back. But the things that we found out this week that we never knew, okay, we knew that there was things like he'd make her go on tours that she didn't necessarily want to do. But some of the other detail was really shocking. The fact that he won't allow her to get married again. She's very happy with her boyfriend. They're not allowed to get married. She would also like to have another baby. So Britney is 39. Her two sons from her first marriage with Kevin Federline are now 14 and 13. I'm sure she'd probably like to have another baby, but she isn't allowed. The whole team have made her and forced her to have the contraceptive implant so that she doesn't get pregnant. We're also hearing that they took her credit cards away, they took her cash away, her mobile phone, and even her passport. So she has absolutely no freedom. Even when she goes for her therapy, they make her go to a particular therapist where the paparazzi camp outside, and you can imagine how embarrassing and humiliating that is for her every time she has to go in. They're all waiting there outside to get the money shot. And of course, Britney was asking, why can't the therapist come to me instead to avoid all that? But somehow they won't allow it. She also spoke about when she went on tour before. She was so ill on stage, she had a temperature of 38 plus degrees. I think she said 104 Fahrenheit. That seems a bit high to me. And there's some footage of her on stage telling the crowd she's about to pass out, she's not well. Nobody listens to her and she has to continue performing because they've made her to be like a puppet. Britney also spoke about being put on a drug called lithium against her will. Now, apparently this is like a mood stabilizing drug. The maximum amount of time we're supposed to be on it is 5 months, and yet she's been on it for 8 years, and the side effects mean that you can't even have a conversation. So when she's having a conversation with her mom or with her sister, her brain just goes to mush. So she now wants to take control of her medical decisions too, which would also mean being able to come off that contraception. Now, just yesterday, her mother and her sister both blocked comments from their social media because they were getting a lot of backlash for not supporting her, not speaking up when she compared her life to being like sex trafficking. So yeah, the sister has never really stood up for it, nor has the mother. And Britney says that is how she grew up, because even when things weren't good with her mother, the mother always pretended that everything was fine. And Britney has apologised to her fans on social media for pretending that everything was fine all this time when she knows it was not. Now, we don't know what the outcome is yet. Probably we'll hear next week whether she's going to get out of this conservatorship or not. But definitely the Free Britney campaign has certainly helped her. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.